The Monroe County Council began its review of its 2018 budget requests last week in the first of six budget hearings scheduled for September. How the county will spend its public safety tax dollars featured prominently in the council's September 5th work session. Giving a budget overview, Councilmember Jeff McKim said overall funding requests exceed expected revenues.
And so this is kind of where you see that we stand with respect to current 2018 requests against 2018 projected revenues. For the general fund, we're at about minus $735,000. So we're about $735,000 in budget requests over projected revenues for budget year 2018.
McKim said the county can expect to receive $2.7 million in public safety tax revenue in 2018. The county has received $1.8 million in funding requests from that particular pot of money. Out of those requests, council members gave their support to Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain's request for five new deputies and the vehicles and equipment they'll need. At the inception of the public safety tax in 2016, Swain requested 10 new deputies and received five. Swain said the five new positions for 2018 are the second half of his original request and will allow for broader coverage across the county.
So I see us doing more community service as well as just being a lot more visible out, especially in the I would like to see more patrolling out in the further, more outlying areas. So the one thing I don't want to do is create new administrative positions with that. I want deputies out in the field.
Swain added that the opioid epidemic is contributing to the need for more deputies.
More officers out in the field means that we might very well be the first person to respond at a scene. A few months ago, I heard a radio call. Children, a parent was not responding. Within a few minutes, mother wasn't responding either. So both parents were lying in bed unresponsive from an overdose, waiting for first responders to arrive. And that just kind of paints a picture of how pervasive it is right now.
The fully equipped vehicles for the new deputies will come at a cost of $190,000. Monroe County Jail Commander Sam Crow requested more public safety dollars to fund overtime he anticipates jail employees will be working due to an expanding inmate population.
My officers are really going from the time they clock in until the time they clock out, with very little in-between time, little downtime. If something happens at the end of the shift, if we have to do a long transport anywhere in the northern part of the state, you're going to run into overtime. So again, we're trying to look forward for next year so we don't have to come back and try to appropriate more money.
Crow said his $5 million general fund budget for 2018 varies little from 2017. One exception, though, is an increased need for supplies due to an increased number of inmates.
There have been times this year where our population has been steadily 10, 15, 20% higher than it has been in the past. So anytime you have that much of a population increase, it requires more mattresses, more of the supplies like cleaning supplies, toilet paper, you know, just the basic everyday supplies that we need to function.
Crow said even non-perishable items tend to need to be replaced more often because of frequent use. Crow and Councilmember Marty Hawk discussed sending inmates to be housed in other counties in an effort to alleviate overcrowding at the county jail.
The problem that we've ran into here recently is that the other county jails that we contact either don't have the space or they have the space but they don't have the staffing to be able to take on any more people. We've actually had other counties calling us trying to get us to house people. You've got a big problem in Vigo County. They're taking all the jail space from the western part of the state through the central part into the eastern part of the southern part of the state. You have the same thing with Vandenberg County. They're taking up a lot of the space in the southern part of the state. So there just aren't any beds out there.
The County Council also reviewed budgets for the Perry Clear Creek Fire Protection District and the Monroe County Solid Waste Management District in Wednesday's budget session. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.